Jewish cemetery night. Those headstones at Mount Carmel, each must weigh more than a man, and taken a couple of men apiece to bring down, one then the next, nearly 100 into the night. This was a team, I imagine. Together they pressed their shoulders and chests and cheeks and palms in uncanny brief intimacies into the names of women and men who walked the Northeast Philly streets before these raiders were born. I see the impression of some part of loving father remain for minutes embossed in the pad of flesh under a thumb. Another's brow is stamped with the Hebrew letter Aleph that stands for the first of the 10 commandments. I hear the men grunt in unison on the heave after 3. And the gratification, the bonding these guys, I'm sure they're young, must be able to feel with what they've achieved. What lives have they been leading? Is this as close to a shared, heatedly held meaning as they can get? Faceless amalgam of the dead under their feet and available to be blamed. The hugs these topplers must have exchanged, shined by their sweat in the moonlight. What lives led to this? That it was just common hate could uplift them. Don't they drink their pints after work in the tavern, cheer and curse the game over the bar? Doesn't it keep their hides secure round their hearts and their eyes off each other? I think it's their secret aloneness, does it, down in that dark, dark as the dirt.